I think it really has been a mixed bag, and I think you've hit the nail on the head there, Rebecca. So some are, some aren't. Some offered some discounts early in November, they tell me, and they ran their own promotions throughout the month in the lead up rather than focusing too much on today being the day. So they really did just kind of bite off chunks to suit themselves. I know the feeling at the moment is that the ones that did offer some discount in early November think they probably did the right thing and that they did attract a fair bit of business. So they feel that they did the right thing by doing that. I think at the moment, this week is proving very difficult. Everybody's had their mind focused about, hardly any growth next year. That kind of concern about, where we're going, how much disposable income will there be. And it's not just the costs and the overheads now, it's a bigger picture, because I think a lot of people are beginning to mention that R word, that it might be looming or we're getting very close to it. So I think the concern of a lot of our members is they're a bit concerned about the amount of disposable income people have. They still think people will go out and shop pre-Christmas. It's not like they were going to do all their shopping today because there might have been some discount. They'll wait for the mood to start. We have the lights going on in Ennis this evening, and that's a conscious decision, has been for a few years, that the Christmas lights go on Black Friday to make sure that we get some footfall into Ennis. So that's important as well. I think generally, a lot of the businesses are thinking, look, they've just got to wait and see. And they've got to see how it goes. And I think maybe closer to Christmas, some of them may decide to do a little bit of discounting before Christmas. But again, it's a wait and see.
It's interesting that you say that businesses decided their own this year, because sometimes you can feel under pressure to try and compete, particularly with online sales. You've these bigger conglomerates, so businesses sometimes feel as if they have to take part, etc. So it's interesting that businesses locally decided to work it on their own terms.
I think a noticeable trend, actually, when I'm talking to people and even just checking it out myself online, is there's less Black Friday activity this year than there has been in previous years. So it's almost like there's a bit of a breath being taken on the whole idea of Black Friday at the moment, and I think that helps people, our own retailers, be a little bit more decisive about what they want to do.
You mentioned already the footfall that would be drawn into Ennis from the lights being turned on this evening. So that's the important pinnacle here, is the importance of coming in and supporting local. So if you are deciding to take part in Black Friday, make it a Green Friday, as they say.
Yeah. And, I always say, if you look around the playing fields in Clare, you don't see many kids wearing Amazon emblazoned logos on their jerseys. The businesses that support local communities are local businesses. And I think, like in recent years, this is another year to really think about that. If you want to support, if you want to basically, round that circle and join the dots, then I think, you've got to understand that you can only keep your towns alive. Your towns can only be as good as you want them to be if you support them. So it really is a time to support. We have the Clare gift card, and we have over 70 businesses signed up to that. So it's the well-worn maths that if you spend €10 on that, you generate €24 worth of productivity for the county. So in terms of what it generates, it's so important to remember to shop local. Maybe don't buy as much, but just buy local.